Our guest at the cafe this morning is the director of Community Seeds in Lone Oak, Bert Cooper. Bert, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Everybody we talk to, of course, says their life has been turned upside down by this thing in the last few weeks, and with all the people that you're involved with and helping, Bert, through your faith-based organization there, I know it's been quite a time for you the past several weeks.
You know, it's been challenging, but just as so many other folk have been able to serve and make a difference in our lives during this perilous time, we're doing the best that we can. We know that folk from Homeland Security, Richard Hill, they've had their hands filled. We know that our healthcare folk have had their hands filled. Our health department, you know, those are vital people on the front lines of what we're going through. And what we've tried to do, as well as FISH, and I think Salvation Army as well, ministries, we've all just tried to provide the food and the emergency rent and utility support that the community is going to need as we go through this difficult situation. Mm-hmm. But we are not doing it in doubt. We know that this too will end. We just hope that everybody will stay united. There's a scripture that tells us that Christ says, "I pray that they will all be as one." So I hope that we can still be one and help one another and think about other people's needs even mm-hmm. higher than our own, John Mark. But we're getting through it.
Are you serving about the same number of people that you normally would?
Oh, no. That number probably quadrupled.
Really?
Because we've also added a delivery opportunity to our disabled elderly as well as our disabled veterans. That's so vital. And if anybody finds himself in an emergency situation, whether it's for food or for housing, we're trying to accommodate that as well. So, mm-hmm. no, I'd say quadrupled, if not better. And what the blessing for us, brother, is that in February, Family Fellowship Church in Greenville, they gave us about, 5,000, 6,000 pounds of food, a lot of food from their annual food raiser for Community Seeds, and that's really sustaining us. Also, Panera Bread has been donating bread to us for quite some time, and we've got a local family from a foundation that's been delivering that bread to us, so we've got an abundance of great Panera Bread and other resources, and people have been kind. We just hope that people understand that this too shall pass.
We're talking with Bert Cooper with Community Seeds in Lone Oak. Now, you all normally are involved in helping people get on their feet, restart their lives, and you provide housing for them and so on, and provide job training.
Yep.
So it sounds to me like you're serving some people that ordinarily you wouldn't be serving.
Well, we're serving them differently.
Yeah.
I mean, the delivery service is something that we don't typically do. We do in extreme circumstances, but so that's a difference. But also, those people who can get out and come to us, they can come to us on the connection bus, and we pay for that because the connection bus is still operational. And we've had families come to us on the connection bus. What they do is they stay on the bus. We bring their food to the door of the bus. They come out and get their food, and as they're leaving, we're praying for them. Our protocol for people who just need food in general is just to show up. They stay in their vehicle. Our team carries food out to the back of their car or wherever they want the food. Our team goes back to the portal or the front of our building, and as they're getting their food, our team prays for them, and now we go inside. But we are definitely social distancing ourselves from the population, and we are wearing masks, but we're not letting people into our facility other than our essential staff, and that's only three of us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still serving as we did before. We always provided food, as well as emergency rent, utility support. We're just doing it differently, mostly by phone and by distance.
Do you want to give your phone number, or are you just overwhelmed?
I'd love to know. we like being overwhelmed. It's not us. Again, the people who are overwhelmed, our healthcare folks, that we need to keep them in our prayers. We're fine. I mean, we're getting through it, and we're never going to complain about serving the people of Hunt and Range counties.
Yeah.
That's not a complaint. But yeah, our phone number is 903-634-5673, Community Seeds. We're open 10 a.m. To 6, or as long as the needs are being met. We've been much later than that because of needs, and we've started much earlier than that. But we're doing that Monday through Thursday, So we try and take off Friday, but we've not taken off a Friday in quite some time. Yeah. So if people have a need and they call and we get that call, we are certainly going to serve our community. God has given us the ability to do it and the desire and the passion to do it, along with others.
Bert, we're almost out of time. Yes, we've in the past, of course, we've talked about the big project you have going on, the Incubator Kitchen, which is going to let people make basically homemade foods to be sold.
Yes.
And that is complete now, but now you can't open.
We have completed the project. Praise God. And I'm sure the people from Greenville Follies, those who are members of the Follies, are jumping up and down as well. We hope so anyway. But yeah, it's finished. It's got a brand new coated roof on it. That means that it doesn't leak anymore. Either the buildings, either the Incubator Kitchen or the building next door, which will become our new office when we're able to get that completed. But the Incubator Kitchen is finished. It's going to be an incredible work for those who are entrepreneurs, burgeoning entrepreneurs or caterers or those who just want to make a great product and be able to serve it and sell it through our kitchen operation, our country store, or on their own.
Bert, good to talk to you again, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
John Mark, thank you, and may the Lord bless all your listeners, and just stay calm, trust God, and we'll get through this thing together.
Bert Cooper with Community Seeds in Lonoke. You're starting the day of Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.